It's 9 years since the United States and Vietnam reestablished diplomatic relations. Commentator Martha Ann Overland recently moved to Hanoi and right into the middle of a neighborhood squabble.
Our house in Hanoi looks over a tea garden with tiny tables set around a fish pond. The view is the reason I fell in love with the house. Young Vietnamese couples come here to sip tea and hold hands. They sit inside little booths and drop the bamboo blinds. Except for the dead rooster floating in the pond one morning, it's terribly romantic and scandalous. Or it was. The owner of our house and the owner of the tea garden, who also runs cockfights, are at war. Tea garden cockfighter man believes that our landlord owes him money for land that changed hands long ago. Mr. Hua refuses to pay, so the neighbor decided to get the owner's attention through us. Soon after moving in, Tea Garden Cockfighter Man revved up his karaoke speakers and bombarded us with sappy Vietnamese love songs. As foreigners, we heard only the music of a new country. Vietnamese guests, however, said it was like having to listen to the best of bread all day long. The neighbor then piped pond water runoff into our yard. When this didn't get a response, he took a pickaxe to our concrete driveway. Neither of us speaks the other's language, so we just smiled at each other in between his axe blows. Our neighbor later returned to explain he was launching a full-scale battle against Mr. Hua, the landlord. Speaking through a translator, he said he had no grudge against us, but we could no longer use our second-story window. This window opens over his pond. I told him I love the view across the village. "Okay," he agreed. "You can look out the window, but not Mr. Hua." A couple of weeks later, it appeared our neighbor changed his mind. One afternoon, I heard the screech of a dull drill bit eating into concrete. I went to our second-story window and was suddenly face to face with Tea Garden Cockfighter Man, who was perched on a tall bamboo ladder. I greeted him respectfully in Vietnamese and asked him what he was doing. "Putting up screens so you can't look out," he said. And that's just what he did. By day's end, he had sealed the window shut with blue plastic sheeting. We became prisoners in a darkened house. Views of the tea garden and of the village disappeared. Our landlord refused to answer his phone. The police wouldn't help. Then a week ago, the tarp suddenly came down. No one explained why we were given back our rooms with their views. We heard only that the village had handled it. But when the sheeting came down, the village had changed. Developers had put the top floor on what will be a love hotel for amorous couples. Two more houses were started and another finished. The hammers fall day and night. They can't build fast enough. But far from wishing him dead, I worry that Tea Garden Cockfighter Man will follow the money. Any day I could wake up and find that he has drained his pond and sold the land. The tea garden, the couples holding hands, the roosters, simply gone. As an outsider, it's not possible to ever really belong here. But Tea Garden Cockfighter Man has been one of the few to stop by the house or even say hello. True, he did it while nailing my window shut. But now I am definitely part of this neighborhood.
The comments of Martha Ann Overland, a writer who lives in Hanoi.